Dragon Boat Festival. Pages 46 and 47.
Xiaoling had lots of pen pals. She wrote them lots of letters, and they wrote back. Xiaoling's pen pal in North America was Susie. She was Alaskan. She was 10. She was younger than Xiaoling. One time, Xiaoling visited Susie. They fished for halibut together. In Europe, there was Alessandro. He was Italian. He was 11. He was the same age as Xiaoling. In Africa, there was Hannah. She was Nigerian. She was 12. She was older than Xiaoling. In South America, there was Juan. He was from Brazil. He was 13. He was Xiaoling's oldest pen pal. In Asia, there was Tommy. He lived in Hong Kong. He was 11.
Pages 48 and 49.
Tommy had a computer. One day he surprised Xiaoling. He did not send her a letter. He sent her an email.
Hi, Xiaoling. How are you? I'm on a dragon boat team. We're called the Jumping Dragons. Yesterday, one of our teammates broke her arm. Can you come to Hong Kong? Will you be on our team? It'll be really fun. And you can try my mum's rice dumplings. They're the best. Tommy.
Xiaoling had a computer too. She loved computers. She replied right away.
Hi, Tommy. I'm fine. Yes, I'll come. I've never been to Hong Kong. Thank you for inviting me. I love dragon boat races. They are so much fun. I can paddle very well. I won't forget my special paddle. And I really love rice dumplings. See you soon. Xiaoling.
Pages 50 and 51.
Xiaoling went to Hong Kong by train. Tommy's whole family met her at the station. There was his father, his mother, and his two little sisters. Even his pet bird came. The next day, the sky was blue. The sun was hot. Tommy woke Xiaoling up very early. He said,
"Hurry up! Today is Dragon Boat Day!"
Tommy's sisters were excited, too. They jumped up and down on Xiaoling's bed. They said,
"Hurry up! Today is Dragon Boat Day!"
Even Tommy's bird was excited. He said,
"Hurry up! Hurry up! Squawk!"
The whole family walked to the race. It was a short walk to the harbour. Tommy and Xiaoling carried their paddles. The harbour was always full of fishing boats. Today, there was a path between the fishing boats for the dragon boat race. On the shore, lots of people were waiting. Mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and friends. They all came to watch. There were even television cameras.
Pages 52 and 53.
The starting line was 500 metres out to sea. The finish line was at the shore. There were 5 dragon boats at the starting line. The boats were long. Each boat had 20 paddlers and a drummer. All the paddlers had strong arms. They held their paddles in the air. They stared at the backs of the paddlers in front of them. They were waiting for the start of the race. They were ready. Suddenly, bang! A gun went off. The crowd cheered. The boats jumped off the starting line. They sped to the shore. The drummers beat. Boom, boom, boom. The paddlers shouted, "Go, go, go!" The paddlers' arms went up and down, up and down, up and down. Their bodies went back and forward, back and forward, back and forward. Then, the fastest boat crossed the line. The crowd cheered. After that, it was quiet.
Pages 54 and 55.
Next, it was time for the children's race. There were 5 teams in this race. Each team was from a different neighbourhood. In the children's teams, some of the paddlers were boys and some were girls. The strongest paddlers were at the front of the boat. The drummer was at the back. All 5 teams paddled out to sea. They lined up along the starting line. They waited for the gun. Tommy's team was the Jumping Dragons. Tommy and Xiaoling were in the front of the boat. They waited for the gun. They were nervous. Suddenly, the gun fired. Bang! The boat sped off. Boom, boom, boom. Go, go, go! Arms went up and down, up and down, up and down. Bodies went back and forward, back and forward, back and forward. The Jumping Dragons paddled hard. Sweat dripped down their faces. Water splashed in their eyes. They could not see. They just paddled.
Pages 56 and 57.
There were 4 other boats in the race. One of the boats was going backwards. Another was going in circles. The other 2 boats were level with the Jumping Dragons. Boom, 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 went the drum. Faster, 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 the drummer shouted. On the shore, the crowd was shouting and cheering. Then the fastest boat crossed the finish line. The other 2 boats were very close behind. The crowd shouted, "Hooray for the Jumping Dragons!" Xiaoling and Tommy looked at each other. They could not believe it. "Hooray! We won!" they shouted. Everyone in the boat stood up. They hugged. They splashed water. The boat was rocking. Then it tipped over. Everybody fell in. They had won their first dragon boat race, and now they were all wet.
Page 60. The Dragon Boat Festival. In some parts of China, people celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival. It is also called Tun Ung. The festival is the 5th day of the 5th month of the Chinese lunar year. The main celebration is the Dragon Boat Race. Teams race in special boats. Dragon boats are like long canoes. A drummer in the boat beats a heavy drum. Dragon boating is now a popular sport all over the world.
Page 61. Qu Yuan. There is an old story about a Chinese hero. The story is more than 2,000 years old. The hero's name was Qu Yuan. A long time ago, Qu Yuan was unhappy with some rulers of China, so he drowned himself in the Milo River. The townspeople could not rescue him, but they tried to keep the fish away from his body. They beat drums and threw dumplings in the water. We remember Qu Yuan with the Dragon Boat Festival.
Page 62. Dragon Boat. A dragon boat is a special kind of boat. It is more than 10 meters long. It has a dragon head on the front. The dragon head is made of wood. Each boat has 20 to 22 paddlers. They sit next to each other. Each paddles on one side of the boat. There is a drummer who beats a drum. Everyone in the boat paddles to the beat of the drum. This way, they all paddle together. Page 63. Different types of boats. Rafts. Rafts are very simple boats. They float. Rafts can be made of anything. They could be made of one large piece of wood or many smaller pieces of wood. Some rafts are filled with air. Canoes. Canoes are long and thin. People move and steer them with paddles. Canoes are used on lakes, rivers, and sometimes the ocean. Sailboats. Sailboats use the wind to move. Their sails are big pieces of cloth. the sails catch the wind. The wind pushes the sailboats along. This is called sailing. Sailboats go fast in strong wind. Sometimes there is no wind. Then a sailboat cannot move.
Page 64. Steamships. Steamships were the first boats with engines. They used steam power. Steam is made from boiling water. Coal was used to heat the water. Submarines. Submarines can move on the water like other boats. They can also move under the water. Submarines are made of metal so that no water can get inside. They can go to the ocean floor. Other boats cannot see them. Hydrofoils. Hydrofoils are very fast. Their underwater wings are called foils. Their engines are on the foils. They rise above the water so only their foils are in the water. This is how they can travel so quickly.